Edmonton. United Conservative leader Danielle Smith apologized Monday after a 2021 video surfaced of her saying she wouldn't wear a Remembrance Day poppy while comparing those who got the COVID-19 vaccine to followers of Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany. Alberta's election is set for May 29. Smith, in a statement, said while the comment was made during her previous career as a journalist and pundit, any comparisons involving the horrors of the Nazi regime are offside. As everyone knows, I was against the use of vaccine mandates during COVID, Smith said in the statement from her campaign. However, the horrors of the Holocaust are without precedent. She said in the statement that no one should minimize the suffering under Hitler or the sacrifice of veterans. I have always been and remain a friend to the Jewish community, Israel and our veterans, and I apologize for any offensive language used regarding this issue made while on talk radio or podcasts during my previous career, the statement read. COVID was a divisive and painful period for so many, including myself, but is thankfully now over. I would hope we can all move on to talk about issues that currently matter to Albertans and their families. Since becoming premier in October, Smith has been dogged by past statements, including saying people are responsible for contracting their own early-stage cancer and that the COVID unvaccinated have faced the most discrimination of any group she has seen in her lifetime. Smith's comments from a November 10, 2021, interview on social media resurfaced over the weekend. In it, Smith points out she is not wearing a poppy because of the actions of politicians during the pandemic. They ruined it for me this year, the political leaders standing on their soapbox, pretending they understand the sacrifice and not understanding that their actions are exactly the actions that our brave men and women in uniform are fighting against, Smith said in the video. Smith then moves on to compare those who received COVID vaccinations to those in Hitler's Germany who succumbed to the charms of a tyrant, somebody telling them that they have all the answers. Of the pandemic vaccinated, she says, we have 75% of the public who say, not only hit me, but hit me harder, and keep me away from those dirty unvaxxed. We're already hearing about people being denied treatment for not being vaccinated, being taken off the organ donor list. What are we becoming? It is diabolical. Smith also faced questions Monday for a second video that surfaced from a speech she gave to party members at a Calgary rally Saturday in which she tips off her supporters that her government was set to announce the province would declare a state of emergency due to wildfires that have forced thousands to flee their homes. Such a declaration allows the province to access additional funding and resources. I have to head off to have a press conference to declare our state of emergency, Smith is seen telling supporters on the video, obtained by the Canadian press. You guys are the first to hear about it, so you got a little bit of inside information. Colin Aitchison, a spokesman for Smith in her role as premier, declined to answer an emailed question on why Smith felt it was appropriate to make the announcement to supporters before telling the public at large. The decision was made by the Emergency Management Cabinet Committee prior to the press conference, said Aitchison. Prior to the press conference, we also notified the NDP of the decision. Opposition NDP leader Rachel Notley, speaking to reporters in Calgary, said once Cabinet makes a decision, the Premier can disclose it when and how she wants. This is more about the judgment that she is demonstrating by choosing to share it with a bunch of campaign supporters before she shares it with those Albertans who are so deeply impacted by this crisis. Notley called the Nazi comments utterly horrifying. What we have here is a premier who is looking at over 75% of Albertans who stepped up, who followed the COVID science and respected the requests that were made by public health officials to protect themselves, their neighbors and Alberta's most vulnerable citizens and everybody who needed our hospitals, and she's comparing those Albertans, 75% of them, to the architects of an anti-Semitic genocide. Albertans, you deserve better. You deserve so much better. This report by the Canadian press was first published May 8, 2023. Dean Bennett, the Canadian press.